Paranormal Talk Radio on the Grand Tony Network. We're on the BBS Radio Network. Sorry about that, everyone.
Sorry about that, BBS.
Well, honestly, first started out in Pirate, went to Pioneer, over to Inapera. Which was our own, yes.
That was interesting.
And now we're on BBS Radio.
Right.
So, hopefully we found a home. We've got pretty much everywhere we've been. We've had a couple diehard fans who have followed us there and even get on us to say, hey, where are the archives? Can I get it raw? I don't care. Just send me something.
Oh, yeah. We are continuously bugged about archives.
Where are our archives? Could you guys just put them on the website?
Right.
Yes, I could. But that would require work.
Oh. God forbid if you should do any work.
For those of you who have checked the website, you know, our website, wparanormal.com, they would know that the topic is supposed to be angels and demons.
Yeah.
I'm actually thinking that we could probably only cover the angel part today. We may get into demons. It depends on if we start running short of angels. Sometimes around here, it might seem like we're a little short on the angels and a little bit more on the demonic side. You never know.
That sums up a lot of people. That's a lot of people.
Yeah,
running very short on angels.
Running real short on the angels, quite a few demons around.
Yeah.
Well, one reason for that, I wasn't going to mention this so early on, but here's one fact about angels and demons, and we'll get into this more later on, but angels are finite. There's only a certain number of angels that were ever created. So, you know, of course, they can't be, you know, they're immortal, they can't be destroyed. So, you know, finite number. Demons, they can be bred. You can breed demons. So maybe that's why we're so short on angels and have so many extra demons.
We breed a lot of Damians, huh? Sorry.
Is that an Omen reference?
Yeah, I guess. I want to see the movie. Sorry.
The Omen, huh?
Yeah.
Are we covering The Omen or are we covering Angels and Demons here?
No, you're covering Angels and Demons. I'm going to sit back and learn.
About The Omen?
No, about Angels and Demons.
Oh.
This is more your little area of expertise.
Ah.
Yeah, because when you start talking about demons and calling angels, you start getting to the Bible. And you know what? I just never studied it when I was a kid. Yeah, I know. Shame on me, everybody.
I studied the Bible and decided that I would just stick with what it was founded on, good old pagan beliefs.
Okay. Hey. Well, that's me now, but I mean, I was a kid, man. No.
All right, but so basically, angels finite, created, whenever you want to say the world was created, going off of most religions' definition of an angel, there is only a certain number of them, especially the Christian beliefs. Christians, there are only a certain number of angels, which I find funny because the average Christian family's parents will say, Grandma is an angel now. Meaning they never studied that part. But that's something else.
So it says right in the Bible that there's a finite number?
Yeah, because the angels, a lot of people misinterpret Genesis when it says, and God says, let us create man in our image. A lot of people misinterpret that to mean that God was stating that there were many gods. You know, it sounds that way, but when he says in our image, he's actually referring to the angels as being on the same level as him, which would kind of imply that the angels are gods, but he is talking to the other angels. I mean, God's talking to the angels, and he says, let us create man in our image, because the angels were already there.
Okay.
Angels cannot be created or destroyed. They're infinite and perfect.
Yeah, almost nobody I know fits into that.
Yeah, but here's the funny thing. Angels are considered to be perfect, but fallen angels are far from perfect. We'll get more into what happened with fallen angels probably on our next show, which I think when we're going to cover demons, but, it was kind of loud.
Yep.
Here's the problem here. I am terrible with pronunciation of words. And
yeah, but some of these are like Yeah.
We're going to say we're going to talk about angels. When we talk about angels, we have to talk about the hierarchy of angels. You have the archangels. For those of you who are not familiar, archangels are probably the only thing, are the only angels you ever hear mentioned directly. You have like Michael, Anthony, Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the archangels. They're the angels that basically work directly for God. We're going to go out. This is going to be completely taught from a Christian point of view, which is odd for me. I am no longer Christian.
Right.
However, to discuss angels, you pretty much have to stick with a Christian point of view, because the Christians are pretty much the only ones who still stick with calling them angels. Most other religions refer to them as gods, or just forgot they exist altogether.
Okay.
So, we have to go with that. But the archangels are essentially, they're if you were going to think of them in another religion, if you go for like the Greeks or the Romans,
mm-hmm.
they'd be the lesser powerful deities. Coincidentally, Christians have an archangel for every Roman and Greek god. Like you have Michael, the archangel of war. You have
mm-hmm.
Ares, the god of war.
Mm-hmm.
You can go through and do this with every archangel and every major god for the Greeks and Romans.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. This is another thing where you get into the parallels between different religions, which is one thing I'm big on pointing out to people, is that most of the world's religions actually aren't that different. So a lot of people who are out here having these wars over religion, they
yeah.
should just open their eyes and realize they're not disagreeing. They're calling something a different name. Basically like me saying that bananas are real and you wanting to call it a telephone and you're telling me that a banana is not real because it's a telephone, then you know, we're not really having an argument here. We're just calling it a different name. I mean, but basically, my reasoning for saying that angels and the Greek and Roman gods are essentially the same is you have the archangels who work directly for God. They all have specific duties. And they're given, I mean, we're going to get into their specific duties here in a minute, what the archangels do. Then we'll probably actually work on the hierarchy. I'm going to do hierarchy first, but we'll just go right up to the top of the hierarchy, which is the archangels. But the archangels, they work directly for God. They have their specific duties. They have their ones in charge of war. Like I said, we're going to get through all their names and what they actually do. But they have powers over human beings. They have the power to interact. They introduced weapons to man.
Angels introduced weapons to man.
Yes. We'll get into that one, too, later, I'm sure, too. But,
the
angels introduced weapons to man.
Fascinating thought.
It is.
Okay.
And, basically, they have the power to interact with man. They have power over man. They have superhuman abilities. They have what we would refer to as the ability to perform magic. The only difference being that the angels have to have permission from God to do it. If they don't have permission from God to do it, I don't know what happens because they can't be destroyed. And, you know, we all know that the Bible clearly states that God's vengeful. So, I don't know what you do to punish an angel.
Bad angel, bad.
But, I don't know what they did to punish the fallen angels.
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean, there's got to be lesser punishment for doing something like deciding to do something to some human being that doesn't matter, you know, I don't know. But yes, and then you have like the Greek and Roman gods who had abilities to control man and had to answer to Zeus,
mm-hmm.
who was the all-powerful central being in charge of all the other gods.
Same concept,
yes. They had the ability, but they had to have permission. They mm-hmm. could act on their own, but there would be punishment for it. There'd be retribution. So, and that thought, that theory I have, I mean, on that right there, in my extensive studying on world religions, that's where I came up with the idea that archangels and the Greek and Roman gods were essentially the same being. Got me thrown out of school at one point, got me in arguments with many members of the clergy, and most of them end up agreeing with me.
Before or after you get thrown out?
Well, I only got thrown out of school once. it was a permanent thing, so, I mean... Alright. We're just going to go through, okay.
Yes, we're still under the weather, for anybody who listens.
I don't know what's going on. I'm not getting better very fast here. So, I mean, we're gonna try to give you a good show, but if I start to cough, go off topic, whatever, please forgive me. I almost broke into song. I was gonna say, please forgive me. I know not what to do.
That would be cute.
Would it?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You know, paranormal radio show. Morning talk show concept. Hey, they sing. Come on, go for it.
Right. That's right, because remember, after all, the official motto of W Paranormal Talk Radio is W Paranormal Talk Radio is Paranormal Talk Radio Show. I mean, the Paranormal Morning Show that airs late at night, because real ghost hunters do it in the dark.
Yes, they do.
Yes. That's why sometimes when the show ends, we just go out and ghost hunt.
Sometimes. We're lucky.
Right.
We're not exhausted.
Not exhausted. We don't have something else to do in
the
morning.
Yeah, it's a little bit different now, because here on VBS, Pacific time is 9, which is great. It's the perfect time. We're on Eastern Standard Time. We're starting at midnight. Usually by now, we would be on the ghost hunt.
Right. They normally start around, what, 10?
Yeah.
30, 11?
So unless we're really serious about going out. Yeah. Okay. So what different levels are there, actually, of angels? There's...
Hey.
What?
I told you, that's not what we're discussing first. I was trying to find my notes. I asked you to cover. What is the point of a co-host? They can't help cover ground.
Well, okay here.
Hey.
Sorry, Mr. Gotta Find Your Notes.
Hey.
But you're the one who went to school for all this stuff.
I'm also the one who fell asleep right before the show.
Well, hey. You know...
Because I'm not feeling too good.
I know that.
Okay, so, well, I try to figure out what I'm doing, which is hard for me sometimes.
So
why don't you give an update on what's going on with the radio show, since you are, after all, the wonderful, beautiful person who is in charge of finding all these wonderful guests. And I see that the number of books from authors is growing and growing here. And we get these books. I'm sorry, everyone, this is called, see, normally on a radio show you get a break where you know, it comes every 15 minutes or so. And
like on our old radio show.
Our old radio show, we always had a break, and we would have just waited until that break to make sure that I could find what I'm looking for.
Right.
But we don't get that luxury right now. So what we're going to do is, Nicole, my lovely co-host.
You are such a suck-up.
Yeah, you are lovely.
And you're still a suck-up.
But you're still lovely. My lovely co-host is going to update you on some of our future guests we're going to have on. And, hey, I saw a huge amount of books up there. If you don't know their name, talk about the topic.
Okay, for one thing, that huge pile of books that you're talking about that is sitting in the bedroom, that is all from one publishing company.
Right, but there are many authors.
I can't even begin to name all the authors. I got a hold of, there was one book in particular that I was very interested in. I got a hold of the publisher, and then next thing I know, they send me this catalog, and they say, is there anything in here that interests you? Send me a list. I send a list. Next thing I know, I get this huge package list. How many books were there? 12, 13, 14 books?
457,000.
No, that's how much it felt like it weighed.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, you know, a lot of times when we schedule a guest, I mean, obviously, if we can get a hold of a copy of the book, that would be great. Because
well, normally we can't get them, and now we've got all these books. I'm ready for what I was going to say, but could you give them an idea of some of the topics that are sitting upstairs? I've already promised them. I've teased them. I've told them that we're going to tell them what's coming up.
Well, I mean, we have an array of topics.
We're obviously going to do HARP.
Yes, Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry from Adventures Unlimited.
Yeah, this is really bad, yes. This tells you right there how many freaking authors I either talk to, email, or get their books, because I can never remember their last name.
His name is Jerry. He's from Adventures Unlimited.
Yeah. Talking about HARP, which is, oh, I guess I read that book. I know part of it is the government controlling our weather and...
Right.
Stuff like that.
It's what a lot of people theorize was used to cause the tsunami that happened over and
at Christmas. Yeah. Was it a little over a year ago? That's right, because right. Christmas was the year anniversary.
They're trying to say that was the test of HARP.
Mm-hmm. We have some of the books with the authors I'm going to be going through. We're going to be talking about near-death experiences. I have a... See here, once again, I'm going to forget the names because I deal with so many people. I just remember it's Major, I think it's George, last name is Filer. I just remember Major Filer, former U.S. Air Force that got involved in UFOs after he had some personal experiences
right.
in his jet, and one of them was chasing.
Okay, any other topics? UFOs?
UFOs, HARP. Near-death experiences.
I hope we're getting back into some cryptozoology, because that's my passion.
You know what's really, really funny is because earlier today when I was thinking of what topic we could do, either if we cover angels and demons all tonight, or the next show we cover demons, after that, you know what's really funny? Cryptozoology came into my mind.
Cryptozoology is my passion.
So why don't we do that?
I'm a werewolf.
So why don't we do that?
Every since I saw that werewolf,
well,
I've liked
it. Well, I haven't seen anything weird like that. I've had... You are the second person in my life that has seen something really, really, really odd. And I will describe the creature.
Bob and I both saw the werewolf.
Right. This one was, well, my ex-husband.
I'm not sure that werewolf is actually, they're not actually cryptozoology, but that's all right.
Yeah, it's getting close. So you want to talk about that? Not next show, because
we'll get to it soon, yes. All right, so should we get back to our topic?
Sure.
Or do you have more of a list of what we're going to cover?
Rick Asana with the Amityville murders.
Amityville.
With the Amityville murders. The true story in the
So we're going to get into Amityville right after George Lutz died? It's kind of distasteful, don't you think?
Didn't. I didn't know that. Wow. Okay. Yeah, George, how much I've updated my website in the last
All right, let's get into the hierarchy of angels.
Yeah, let's do that and get off.
We are going to stop at the bottom. We're going to start at the bottom and work our way up.
Oh, what happened to starting at the top and working our way down?
It's easier to start at the bottom and work your way up because I get a job.
Yeah, that's life.
Yeah. We're going to start out with the actual angels.
Okay.
I know what the levels are. I can't pronounce their names. I'm hoping that when I found one that actually shows their name, you might be able to help me pronounce some of them.
Oh, man.
The first one's pretty easy. This is called Angel.
Yeah, I think I know how to
that. That is the ninth rank. The order that is absolute closest to human. It is derived from Greek, the word angelos, meaning messenger. They are responsible for watching over the affairs of mortal in more direct manner than any of the other angels. Instead of watching entire nations, angels watch over households or individual souls, guiding them subtly and keeping them safe from demonic attacks. They are the carriers of God's word to mankind. They act as carriers and messengers, and they have to relay all messages between God, angels, and mankind. In Hebrew, they are called malach, which means messenger. And in Persian, the word is angaros, or courier. So every other religion, every other language except for English, just refers to them as messengers or carriers or
couriers. It's the standard, typical idea of what an angel is.
Right.
Right. And messenger of God.
Get into the eighth level. There's only nine. The eighth level is the archangels, the ones that you hear about all the time, the ones that are considered to be
That's the one.
Yeah, so we're getting into the list of saints.
Mm-hmm.
They're the angels that are in command of ministering to humans. Their most widely known order, since the only angels mentioned in the Bible happen to be Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, and they come from this level of angels. They carry God's messages to humans and ultimately in command of God's armies of angels who are consistently in spiritual warfare with the forces of evil and the other fallen angels. A number of archangels, usually considered to be associated with the systems in the world, is seven, as in the seven archangels who stand before God in Revelation 8, verse 2. If you guys want to read it, find your Bible. Revelation, go to 8, on level 2, you got it. The seven main archangels, there are over, I think, 50 archangels, but...
I didn't think there were that many.
Yeah, there's quite a few. But the main seven are Michael, Jophiel, Chamuel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, and Zadkiel. I used to know how to say them all, but...
Shame on you.
I can't remember. Zadkiel.
Zadkiel.
Zadkiel. Then you get into the principalities.
Okay.
So we're not talking properties here. Principalities, I know that is often like, that's often has to do with land and stuff, mm-hmm. but we're not talking about this. This is the seventh order. They are the angels who protect religions. They are also considered to be the guardians over nations and the leaders of the world. That's, you know, principalities. That's where the world, that's where the name principality comes in. It's actually taken from the angels' principality.
Mm-hmm. Except they Bush needs to get a new one.
They seem to have more freedom to act than the lesser angels do, as they're responsible for carrying out divine acts in their area of jurisdiction. It was an angel from this order that aided David in slaying of Goliath. So the only one of the three monsters mentioned in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, they are given the task of managing all the duties of the angels. They have also been described as being dressed in soldiers' uniforms.
Wow.
Yeah, they are essentially the taskmasters of the angel world.
And they're dressed in uniforms.
Yeah. Like, you know, normally I've heard most angels wearing white clothes, or
archangels are normally dressed
in black, regular angels are dressed in white. These angels are described as being dressed in uniforms, similar to soldiers. They're in charge of the general, so...
Do you think these angels could appear to somebody?
I'm sure they could. We'll get into that, I'm sure. People think angels. I mean, that's a given.
Well, I'm just thinking how many people, makes you wonder how many people that claim to see these, you know, these glowing apparitions.
Principalities aren't going to be showing up, though. They don't even deal
that's
with humans.
That's what I mean.
They're above dealing with humans.
That's above us. Yeah.
Actually, that's part of why the archangels fell, is because they felt that they were above humans, and they thought that God was, not the archangels, why the fallen angels fell, because they felt that they were above humans, and that God was giving too much attention mm-hmm. to the humans. And humans were only supposed to be a copy of the angels. So he couldn't understand why God was giving so much attention to something that was supposed to represent them, and they felt that God was giving the humans more attention, and they became jealous.
Okay.
Then you get into the powers.
Do, 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 do.
The powers. Not the powers, like not like they're magical powers. Not like, hey, you're a frog, and they do. This is the sixth ranking in the order. They have been credited as being the first order to be created by God. So right. God, when he was creating angels, which was well before he created the earth.
Right.
First thing he does is create these angels. They're responsible for maintaining the border between heaven and earth. Acting as an elite guard, they constantly watch for demonic attack and are a major line of defense of battle during heavenly warfare. It is their duty to protect the world from infiltration of demons. They protect our souls from the evil beings and act as ministers of God who avenge evil in the world. It is also believed that at death, the powers are the ones that guide our souls to heaven. Cool. So actually, these are like the super. These are like the super guardians.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that sit there and go, "Hey, there's demons trying to get into heaven," and they wipe them out.
Cool.
There's demons attacking the world, and they go out and wipe them out. So, I mean, we are only up to the sixth level, and we got into these super soldiers.
Alright.
Have to forgive me for putting this in human terms, but we are talking to humans, I hope. Maybe not. Maybe we're talking to ghosts. Could be paranormal, broadcasting to ghosts over the internet and airwaves.
No, they need to come here to go.
Maybe they'll show up as EVPs on our recording. That'd be cool.
Wouldn't that be freaking? You go back through the archives and there's a third person here?
The Virtues. The fifth ranking. The Order of Angels. They have been called the Shining Ones. They are the angels of miracles, encouragement, and blessing. They are involved with people struggling with their faith. Virtues have been said to be the chief bestowers of grace and valor. The two angels that helped Jesus are believed to have been from the Order of Virtues. You know, when Jesus was being tempted, and he went out of the story. I don't know how religious everyone is that's listening, but Jesus was tempted by Satan. He was attempting to make Jesus sin, and there were two angels that kept him on the straight and narrow, and they are believed to have been virtues. We're not going to recognize them too much because they give us miracles. They do that kind of stuff. They don't directly interact with us. They show off. Okay, they're not show-offs, but, I mean, you're like, Grandpa here just got struck by lightning after he was hit by a car, and please help us, God, and he'll go, one of you virtues, go make that guy better. That's kind of what they do.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Then you have the divination. The domination.
Domination.
Ooh.
Woo-hoo. I like them already.
Is the fourth order, which according to the Jewish tradition, the success or failure of nations is decided by this order of angels. Dionysus claims to be the realm of... claims that this realm regulates the angels. That they have been described as wearing long gowns that reach their feet, hit with a golden belt and adorned with a green soul. They carry golden staff in the right hand and the seal of God in the left. At other times, they are said to hold an orb or a specter.
They're holding an orb! Jesus, that orbs aren't real!
Essentially, what's going on, according to the order of angels here, these people pretty much decide our wars for us. So the time when we're fighting all these wars, it's useless, because these angels single-handedly decide the success or failure of a nation. So, right now...
Yeah, I'm thinking of the war going on right now.
Right now, we got some angels who step in and decide what's going on. Actually, they do. Actually, you know, if you think
maybe
about it...
Maybe that's why we're getting our butts kicked as bad as we are.
Think about it. You know, they're stepping in as just as much as possible. Then we're going to get into the third level, with the throne. They are also known as the Wheeled. The Wheeled and the Many-Eyed Ones. No, we're not talking about pagan gods with many eyes, although there are several of them who all would match this level if you were to read their descriptions. But they are considered to be the angels of justice. And they carry out God's decisions. These are the angels that were deployed, they're deployed like charioteers around the throne of God. They are described in Ezekiel 1:13-19 as having four wings and four faces. They sparkled like the color of burnished brass. They had the hands of a man under their wings. Their wings were joined one another as they did not turn when they traveled. They all went straight forward. They had four faces. They had a face of a man as well as three other faces on their helmets. One was a lion, an ox, and an eagle. They moved on the wheels in the middle of the wheel, brown, green, and color. This is directly written from the Bible, and as we know, the Bible is not the easiest thing to translate.
Right.
And the language sounds a little funny to most people if you read it word for word. But yeah, there's the wheel of the brown green color above their heads, the likeness of a firmament, which was the color of crystal, and under these were the wings, two on either side of their bodies. The noise of their wings was like the noise of great waters. So basically, when it would be the thrones that when the fallen angels fell, mm-hmm. it would be these angels that were responsible for making sure that they were not allowed back into heaven, that they took their punishment. They're the ones that make sure that whatever God decides, it is done. A lot of people, I know, in many belief systems, many religions, they think that God just acts on his own. And with almost every religion, there are these levels, these entities, these beings that have to help him out. Don't have to, he needs help. He's an absolute power, but, he's got all these people working for him.
Right.
So, then we get in to the second level. The cherubim, often known as cherubs. They're the little baby, some things people call the little baby angels.
Oh, yeah, the little cherubs, yeah.
Yeah. This is the second highest order that means wisdom, or the one who prays. In the throne room, they are said to stand next to the throne of God. They are depicted in the Ark of the Covenant as its guardians. They are the first angels mentioned in the Bible, and two cherubs are placed by God to guard the gates of Eden with flaming swords. He drove out of the man and the east guard of Eden. He placed the cherub, the flaming sword, which turned every way to guard the way of the tree of life, as mentioned in Genesis 3, verse 24. They are also known as the record keepers of heaven. They are not described as cute cupid-like angels depicted by painters, but are also described as having four sets of wings. Four wings, two sets of wings.
Mm-hmm.
So, where someone decided to make the cherubs and these little cute babies, who knows? Probably somebody like Michelangelo or,
Some painter probably did it.
They thought this is cute, let's just make them like that. But essentially, these are some bad butt angels, okay?
Watch our language. Yeah, we're on the new network.
There's some bad butt angels.
Bad butt angels.
And they're right there next to God. They're right there, God doesn't do this.
The left hand man?
Right and left hand. There's one on each side. So.
Well, I was thinking the next level might be the right hand.
No, the right and left hand man.
Oh.
It's not men, they're angels.
Doing very figurative speech.
Yeah.
Isn't getting technical.
Well, it was a great figure of speech. What would I expect? Somebody with such a great figure.
You're such a kiss up today.
Sometimes you gotta kiss up, right? Then
what
you get
you
in
wrong.
Then you get in to the absolute powerful angels. They are the seraphim.
Okay. Never even heard of that word before.
You never heard of that word?
No.
Yet you claim to have this family that is so important to the church. You guys don't even know about the angels. You posers. Nothing but posers. Posers,
my dad helped start a church.
Posers. Did he know about the angels?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. You know what? Alter Church, because I grew up Lutheran, Alter Church, they almost never talked about the angels.
Right.
Maybe that's a Catholic thing. Is that Catholic that mostly talks about angels?
The Bible talks about
that. Well, in church, in sermons and whatnot, angels were almost never talked about.
Any religion that uses the Bible as their basis should talk about angels. If they don't, they're probably not following the Bible. I don't want to be rude and say that, but I'm just being honest.
No, that is absolutely fine. See, I didn't know if it was, the denomination of Lutherans that just never really got
Catholics in. Are the highest on, they do talk about it more than anything else, but the Bible is real big on angels, so
yeah.
How can you not discuss angels?
Like I said, I grew up Lutheran and in church.
No, you'll never hear the hierarchy of angels. That's not discussed in regular church class. that's going to be like when you get into
divinity
theology.
We never discussed angels.
Really?
Yes.
But you just kind of hear them in your Sunday school, in your Christmas pageant when they say.
Pretty much.
And the angels said unto us. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. The only time angels were discussed when I was growing up in the two churches that I've been associated with growing up, it was pretty much around Christmas time. I'm not joking. And in songs, angels were not discussed. They were never a part of the sermon, ever.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
that's how I don't know about any of this.
The highest order are the angels of love, light, and fire. They are closest to God in the throne room, and several of them are described as flying directly above the throne of God and constantly singing his praise. They are also called the burning ones because they are aflame with love. It is said that the light they give off is so intense that not even other divine beings may look upon them. They are said to be four of them, of these angelic beings.
Only four?
They are listed as the four holy beasts in the book of Revelation, and are also described as the angels with six wings, two covering their face, two covering their feet, and two that are used for flying. They are associated with the color of white. Now, one thing that you probably aren't going to know, you might not know, we're going to get to it right now, because I'm going to get into the list of archangels. And as I told you, there are literally probably 50 different archangels. I'm not going to get into all of them. We're going to get into some of the most commonly known ones.
Okay.
Let's start right off here with, light. Let's get into light. We have the seraphim. We have one of them in charge of light, meaning that it's extremely important to God that light is.
Mm-hmm.
So you get into the archangel Lucifer, who is the archangel of light, one of several archangels of light.
Which is fun, Do you know how many times he's
referred to? Lucifer is referred to in the Bible as the bright sun of the morning, the most beloved angel of God. The tales say that when the universe was formed, the first thing God called for was light. And, as light was, so was Lucifer. So, basically, Lucifer, who fell, is believed, depending on who you go by, Lucifer became Satan. Or works directly for Satan, depending on which belief system you go with. Either Lucifer is Satan, or he works directly for Satan. He either is Satan, or he is Satan's right-hand man. There's some disagreement on that, even among high-level clergy.
It's hard to imagine that he was once the angel of light, and he was supposed to be loved.
His entire purpose, part of his job, was to try to convince man to waver from God's love, to test, to make sure that we did love God, and then to put us back on the right track.
Wow, what a downward spiral he took.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to talk more about Lucifer, obviously, when we do demons next week.
Yeah, obviously.
But I just wanted to point out, the Archangel of Light, Lucifer, God's favorite archangel. So when he cast him out of heaven, that couldn't have been an easy decision.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at some of the most common known archangels, you have Andriel, the archangel of unity.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one that you hear quite a bit. Actually, you probably don't because you didn't study angels much, but here's what I find funny. Most of the angels have all these hard to pronounce names. You have Seth.
Nice and easy, I like
the Archangel of Archives.
Archives?
Yeah. Ooh. Best job. She is one of the little-known archangels. She spends most of her time in the library sorting, filing, categorizing, reading, and the rest of the time she's hanging out in all the progress. Her choir is debatable, but seems to be either a bright. Never mind, we're going to skip that part.
because I can't read right now.
Yeah, I think I had a new drink.
I figured.
The show is brought to you by Diet Encore Cola, product of Meijer.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
No, that's Encore, isn't it?
No.
Oh, Diet Dr. M. Product of Meijer.
Okay.
Then you have Bethanel. There's a not quite hard to pronounce one. She's the Archangel of Cities.
Oh, interesting.
That's the one you hear once in a while.
Yeah, just go down the list instead of. Yeah, you're starting to get so tired that reading's getting.
Yeah, that one's just kind of weird for me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I was like, hey, I don't want to do that right now. You know, I don't want to talk about Beth. Beth just didn't seem like someone to talk about right then, you know? It's like, totally. It's like, gag me the spoon. I don't want to talk about her anymore. Okay.
All right.
This has been Valley Talk.
On UDS Radio. Next. You and Valley Talk just might go together. It Fuck really up. Doesn't. It does not work for you.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
I know what else works for you, but I can't say it on the air.
So let's get into the common, you know, as I was going to say, we're going to cover the common ones. I just had to throw Beth in because it was such a simple name.
Okay.
Let's get to Raphael.
Raphael.
The Archangel of Healing.
Okay, that's a good one.
He is one of God's most faithful angels, one of the first angels created by God. So his great contact with the corporeal world, through his great contact, the Cobra world. Cobra, for those of you who do not know, is our world.
Okay.
You know, like Earth, instead of just sitting around in the spirit realm.
Mm-hmm.
He spends a lot of time down here with us. He'd be one of the angels that you would be likely to see.
Interesting.
He has become increasingly devoted to the human race. He is declared in the Book of Enoch as being set over all diseases and all wounds in the care of children and men. It is Raphael's lot to watch over men and safeguard his charges from illness and disease. He has always seen himself as one of the old boys, along with Ives, Uriel, Gabriel, and Michael. But since Uriel's recall of the higher heaven, Gabriel's apparent insanity, yes, that's right, the Archangel Gabriel has went crazy. We'll get into that probably in a completely different show, because that is a show on its own.
Wow, I don't know anything about that. So.
And Michael's charge of being glory, that's right, St. Michael, Archangel Michael, got a little too vain. He thought that, you know, he's a little powerful, so he's kind of falling out of... Kind of, yeah,
that's almost the whole show on his own, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Raphael has distanced himself from the fallen angels on this, only recognizing I as a contemporary, if not as an ally. He has become truly at ease with, you know, Ives, the angel of destiny. So basically, the only archangels that are really good with God, perfectly good, you know, not having any problems, not getting in trouble for being too vain, not going a little crazy, or not being like Uriel, who's actually brought up to a higher level. He was given a promotion, more or less.
Wow, angels get promotions, huh?
They can.
Cool.
Yes. We have healing and destiny that are left. The archangels that are in the original positions at full force.
No promotions for them.
Raphael often appears on Earth as an attractive young man with dark hair who is slightly overweight, is almost the stereotypical cherub. He's always well-dressed and has a quiet, unassuming bedside manner. So when you're in a hospital, you know, a lot of people, when they describe being sick, and they describe an angel coming to visit them, that is exactly what they describe. They describe Raphael.
Oh,
almost as if the Archangel Raphael takes his time to come down to Earth, which is what he does, it's what his entire existence is. He comes down, he is supposed to cure people from illnesses. He comes down and he just says, you know, I'm going to heal you. It's not your time. So rather than meeting the angel of death, you end up meeting the angel of healing. just because God said so. See, the angel Raphael knowingly allowing human suffering when an angel could help, this is called, what can we say that word? Disannoyance. This is, if a human was taken by a kid, and the angel knows of it, he feels that he needs to heal the human if at all possible. But he doesn't have the ability to heal everyone, of course.
Well, that's obvious, yeah.
He's often referred now, instead of just being an archangel, he's... Actually, we're running out of time. We only have, like, 15 minutes left.
Okay, let's start going down the list. Go down the list instead of getting real technical.
Yeah, we could even do more on angels next week. I mean, we could. We could do more on demons next week. We could go on something else.
What is more?
We can do some other commonly known ones. Sophia, one of the archangels of love.
One of
them? No, there's several. There's several archangels for everything. You still have Tobiel, the other archangel of light. He's still in existence. Of course, we didn't get rid of light. That's all right. Melody, coincidentally, the archangel of music. Raziel, the archangel of mysteries. Uriel, the archangel of purity. He's the one that was actually brought to the next level of heaven.
Oh, okay.
So, we'll probably get into some of these promotions that were done to these angels and some of the lesser known facts, like angels going insane or overly vain.
That can be next week.
I thought you just said we couldn't cover angels next week.
We can do whatever we want. It's our show.
Okay. That's what I thought, too. Alright. So, basically, I think maybe that might be a good place to let off here. Maybe we'll cover a few more of the archangels next week. We'll cover the apparent insanity, the being stricken by vanity. I mean, when you think about that, that basically, there's not everyone agrees with Michael actually being overly vain. That's a questionable thing, because here's the problem. Angels are supposed to be relatively perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know that can't be true because of the fallen angels, but for Michael to be vain would mean that he was committing a mortal sin.
Right.
However, he's not a human, so he's not responsible to follow the rules given to mankind. However, Michael is supposed to have fallen out of favor with many of the other angels because of the fact that he's became overly vain.
Mm-hmm.
But how could we possibly be mad at the guy who introduced us to weapons?
Now, why is he depicted in such a loving manner, in a way? I mean, you go to
Michael?
Well, you go to, like, Catholic cemeteries and stuff like that, and you see statues of St. Michael. You know,
St. Michael?
Yeah, I mean, why...
St. Michael's a human. Archangel Michael.
Is that what most of the statues in the Catholic cemeteries are depicting? Is the archangel?
Probably the archangel. It's Ark, not
Arch. Sorry. See,
it's pronounced Arch. It's spelled Arch.
Right. I mean, did you go into Catholic cemeteries and for some reason there's, you know.
There's what? I don't know.
Well, with the statues. There's only statues of St. Michael.
Yeah, he is. St. Michael is one of the principal angels. I looked up St. Michael is supposed to be a human form. In order to be a saint, you have to be human. Here's where I'm running into problems. St. Michael and the Archangel Michael have somehow merged into one.
Mm-hmm.
However, St. Michael was there before humans. I mean, the Archangel Michael was there before humans.
Right.
Here's what I'm wondering. And I do know I've learned this at one point. I do believe that the term saint was given to angels. So I think I might have just spoken out of turn there and been completely wrong. That's right. I believe I was completely wrong.
That's a big thing for you to admit.
I was wrong. I shall be smited by the hand of God for being wrong. I'm glad that didn't happen. That would have hurt. He is one of the principal angels.
Should you really say that? We could have thunderstorms tonight. Lightning may come down and strike Rob.
That's why I didn't say lightning. I said I was going to be smited by his hand.
And then you looked up at the ceiling.
I wanted to see if the hand was coming. He gives the war cry of good angels in the battle fought in the heavens against the enemy and his followers. He says, Gabriel says, Daniel
has nothing to do with this.
How about Daniel? 12:13, Gabriel says to Daniel, when he asked God to permit the Jews to return to Jerusalem, the angel of the kingdom of Persians resisted me, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. And none of my helpers of these things but Michael, your prince. I mean, he's one of three angels mentioned by name in the Bible.
Wow.
He's also mentioned in Daniel 12, the angel speaking of the end of the world. And the Antichrist says, at that time shall Michael rise up, the great prince who standeth for the children of thy people. So basically, Michael is going to be the one that defends all the believers, essentially, is what the Bible says. Michael will be the one that saves everyone who believes. In the Epistle of St. Jude, it stated that when Michael the Archangel, disputing with the devil, contended about the body of Moses, St. Jude alludes to the ancient Jewish tradition of the dispute between Michael and Satan over the body of Moses, an account of which was found in the book on the Assumption of Moses. These are hard to find books. I think I have books from my computer, so if anyone wants them, they can probably email me and I can probably send them to them. Like, I guess the books of Enoch, which I believe are also on BBS Radio's webpage.
Yeah, I thought it was the
middle
page of the Book of Enoch, yeah.
Book of Enoch. If anyone's not familiar with the Book of Enoch, what it is, it's essentially the books of the Bible that were written about what the archangels, what the fallen angels did on Earth. It talks about the raping and molesting of humans, the plundering and pillaging of villages, the murdering of people by angels, and for some reason, one of the popes ordered these books removed from the Bible.
Yeah.
And they became obscure and hard to find. And apparently BBS Radio has put them up on their website. And, you know, I'm actually thinking about putting them up on the Paranormal Book page.
Yeah, why not?
They're hard to find books. They're definitely going to research. And I've always tried to make sure that W Paranormal covers all aspects of everything.
Right.
So, maybe I'll do that. Put up the Book of Enoch. Maybe I'll even put up stuff on, like, all the world religions. Maybe I could even explain to people why Arabs and people of Arab descent are not the devil. They're not that bad. They believe in almost the same thing we do, but they have the right to fight for it, which apparently Christians aren't supposed to fight for. But if you read about the Crusades, you might wonder about that one. Considering that's who we fought in the Crusades, and we seem to think that was all right.
Interesting.
I don't think we have another Crusade going on, do you? That's interesting.
Wow.
And in Apocalypse 12, verse 7, to finish the topic out and then end the show.
All right.
All right. I thought you were going to hit me. There was a great battle in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. St. John speaks of a great conflict at the end of time, which reflects after the battle in heaven at the beginning of time. According to the fathers, there is often the question of St. Michael in the scripture where his name is not mentioned. They say that there was a cherub who stood at the gate of paradise to keep away the people from the tree of life. We already talked about that part. You can knock it off. The angel of God published his decalogue and chosen people, and the angel has stood in the way of... stood in the way again. What are you doing over there? Balaam, in Numbers 22:22, the angel who routed the army of the son of... So basically they're saying that Michael's done a whole lot of stuff with mankind. He is the archangel of war. He's the archangel... I mean, he's one bad butt.
You say that a bad butt.
Bad butt. He's a bad butt guy.
Yeah, bad butt.
He's a bad butt guy. basically, the belief is that Archangel Michael... Michael happens to be my favorite archangel. I don't know if it has anything...
Oh, not surprised.
I wonder if it has anything to do with the fact that Aries is my favorite god. So, if Aries is my favorite god, not just because he used to have Xena. Okay, Xena is not actually... Xena is not at all from Xena's made up, okay?
36 hours, I've heard about Xena twice.
Xena is not actually mentioned in any sort of mythology or anything, but... somehow they decided when they made the Xena series that Ares was in love with her. So that makes him even better. Because Xena was at one time in love with Ares and did all those things that would be implied with being in love with Ares. So Ares has got to be an interesting guy. But his job is to fight against Satan. Mm-hmm. He is basically the one who goes hand to hand with Satan whenever he tries to do anything, you know, too over the top. He is to rescue the souls of the faithful from the power of the enemy, especially at their hour of death. He is to be a champion of God's people. The Jews in the Old Law and the Christians in the New Testament, therefore, have always had him as the patron of the church and of the Order of Knights in the Middle Ages. And he is to call away from the earth and bring men's souls to judgment. Big Michael. Somebody just stabbed me. That was odd. Honestly, I just felt like I was stabbed.
I'm way over here.
I know.
What are you gonna do with it?
Yeah. So, hey, Michael. I mean,
maybe you can't Michael back.
No. I'm not evil. Maybe we could keep talking about some of these angels forever, but essentially, what you got here is, you know, angels aren't just what you got. The guardian, not just the guardian angels. Those are the low-level angels. Those are the ones most people talk about. They're the ones everyone is convinced grandma and grandpa become. Well, unfortunately, that doesn't happen. It's clearly stated in the Bible that grandma and grandpa cannot become angels. They can become ghosts. And, you know, if grandma and grandpa happen to be hanging out around your house, and you happen to be in my area, feel free to go to debbieparanormal.com, and, you know, I'd be happy to investigate that for you. If you're not in my area, and you happen to be, like, further up in the state, you know, you can always go to
WMGHS.com. Oh, no.
They cover further up there. There you know. I can tell you some groups not to go to in Michigan if you'd like to email me privately. I'll let you know.
Yeah, we got a few.
Here's my recommendation. Honestly, if you have a haunting, email me and I'll send you to someone who knows what they're doing. There's a way to go, huh?
Okay.
I'm going to have problems if you happen to be in, like, some other state, but I can research. I can check people's websites, find problems with them, decide if I like them, call them, talk to them.
Whatever.
I'll do it. I'll call them and talk to everybody. I'm like, hey, how's it going, John, founder of such and such?
You know what? You don't call and talk to them. You think you call and talk to them.
No, this kind of stuff I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just tell me if they're smart, if they're brave enough to have their phone number on their website.
I don't.
Most people will not.
No. I started out, I put my phone number on a website, and that was a mistake.
Well, you have to have a phone that's reserved totally for that.
That was, yeah.
All right, so next week we will finish angels.
Sure.
And probably in 2 weeks, demons. And in 3 weeks, I think we should try to see if we can handle a guest. The new network.
Yeah, we got to do it at some point.
Got to get back into guests.
Yeah.
I like having guests on the show. I mean, if they're good guests.
Okay.
I think you got to stick away from some of the guests we've had. who all seem to have the same topic and expertise and entire talk about that. But as all right, we're going to get some guests on. You guys are going to love them. They're going to be great. We're going to talk about wonderful things, cryptozoology, HARP, world domination.
Amityville. The murders.
So. Let's get into some conspiracies. Now, we definitely got to get back to conspiracies. UFOlogy, Area 107, Area 51, Area 54, Area 59, Area 56, Area 69, Area 71. We're going to cover them all.
Area 69.
Well, there has to be, don't you think? I just made these numbers up, but...
Okay.
I'm sure there is. We can talk about them all. We're going to cover everything.
Okay.
But I think we're going to go ahead and end the show now.
Yeah. We ran over.
A couple minutes over.
But that's all right.
Apparently we're allowed to do that.
We're the last show of the evening, so apparently, yeah.
We've been told to run late if we need to. We don't really need to. I'd rather do this topic when I'm feeling a little bit better, when I'm not stumbling over my words, when I can take some of my hard-earned knowledge that normally sits there and gets preached to at people at McDonald's. Yes, I feel sorry for the people that work with me, because if they get me started, they are stuck with a six-hour sermon on why I am right, and so are they. Normally, this actually takes a long time to convince people that we're both right. But, I think that's it.
Okay.
So, till next week.
Happy Sunday.
Yeah. Of course, some peace. And a little VG. Never hurt anybody. So, see you guys next week. Hope you enjoyed the show. If not, feel free to email me with any suggestions.
That's rob@wparanormal.com. Any praises for the show, that would be to nicole@wparanormal.com.
Or, if you're lazy, you can just email host@wparanormal.com and we'll both get it.
I didn't know that existed.
What does?
Oh, cool.
Okay. So, see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.